Hello there, and welcome to today's episode of the Easy EdTech Podcast. If we haven't met before, my name is Monica Burns. I'm a former New York City public school teacher, and I've been out of the classroom for a few years, leading professional development for educators and writing about all things EdTech on my blog, classtechtips.com. This year, we're celebrating the 10th anniversary of the blog, and there are a lot of exciting things in the works, from new music and cover art here on the podcast to a new look on the website. I can't wait to share everything with you. You might be used to joining me on Tuesdays for new episodes of the podcast, and today is a special bonus episode in partnership with Cognity. I'm excited to bring you another special bonus episode on a Sunday today. Now, before we jump into today's episode, a quick reminder. You can head to my website, classtechtips.com/podcast, for all of the show notes and resources from today's episode. And if you're listening to this episode on a podcast player like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts, you should see a link in the description that you can click on as you listen today, and it will take you to all of the resources I mentioned. This episode is sponsored by Cognity, the all-in-one curriculum-aligned teaching and learning platform. Cognity is proud to present the latest edition of Engage by Cognity, an annual virtual conference that will bring together a global educator community on February 10th. I'll be speaking at the conference myself. For a limited time, listeners to the Easy EdTech podcast can get free tickets using the discount code MONICA100. To secure your free tickets and to find out more about Engage by Cognity, visit engage.cognity.com. That's engage.cognity.com. Today's episode is titled, How to Become Part of a Global Community of Educators. And it was so much fun chatting with Courtney from the Cognity team. We talked about the power of technology related to pedagogy and discussed the benefits of being part of a global community and attending a virtual conference too. I connected with Courtney and the team at Cognity over a year ago now, so it was great to chat with her about these big ideas and hear some new stories related to global collaborations. Let's dive into the episode. Welcome to the podcast today. I'm so excited to chat about these big topics together. But before we dive in, can you share a bit about your role and your background in this space?
Definitely. And thanks, Monica, for having me on your podcast. So I'm Courtney Labrizi, and currently I'm heading the user engagement team at Cognity, which is an edtech company based in Sweden. And my job is basically to make sure that teachers and students are able to actually improve learning and innovate in their classrooms through the use of our platform, our community, and the professional development that we offer. And as for my background, I've always been interested in how technology can really democratize and disrupt traditional education. I really dove into researching this subject for my master's degree. I was studying the impact of EdTech, and I've been working towards this goal of improving learning on a global scale since then.
I love that. I just love that commitment to this idea of having resources for everyone, access to everyone, all the high quality resources. And you and I have talked a bit in the past, probably for what, like a year and a half or so now, about kind of all of these different things. And, you know, today we're exploring these ideas of pedagogy and technology and how educators can become a part of a global community. I know your company that you work with is based in Sweden, right? I'm based on the East Coast of New York. Thank goodness for things like Zoom, where we're able to talk and chat and connect, right? But let's start off, before we dive into the global community piece, with this idea of pedagogy and technology. And for listeners who don't use the term pedagogy every day in their conversations, can you unpack this for us?
Yeah, sure. So for me, pedagogy is a word that's really thrown around a lot, but at its heart, it's just the study of how to teach and how to enable learning. And it includes approaches, pedagogical approaches like inquiry-based learning or project-based learning, and where students are asking and researching questions about real problems, things like that. It also includes tools like formative assessment, where a teacher is using assessment to evaluate progress. And all of these methods and styles and approaches, they all fall into that bucket of pedagogy. And I think that what's most important with this is that every educator has their own unique pedagogical approach or way that they are going to facilitate learning. And this pedagogical approach is something that you spend your entire career crafting and modifying and changing as maybe you learn new ways that you can bring in new ideas, new ways of teaching. But ultimately, this whole study, the purpose is for each teacher to develop their own pedagogical approach.
I'm so glad that you use that word craft, because I think that's really core to when we think about pedagogy and we think about teaching and learning. And I'm sure because you work in ed tech also that you've gotten questions from people around like, when are computers going to replace teachers, or right, the technology piece that comes into this. And you know, when you use words like craft in these conversations, it really is something that is beyond just replicate it this way, right? Or we can copy this because we have this algorithm to do X, Y, and Z. But, you know, I know from my work in this space that there's just so many benefits, right, technology can bring into the equation when it's, you know, thought about in a strategic and really purposeful way. So how do we know if pedagogy and technology are connected in a high quality, meaningful way?
Yeah, I think one thing that you said about the teacher being replaced by the technology, we get that all the time. And that's like the first thing we want to say, like, no, we don't want to replace you. We need you. Everything we want to do is to help you, not replace you. And so I think that the idea of how do we connect these in a good way, this is the key question, right? Because the second that technology is taking away from learning, we should be running in the opposite direction. You'll see articles sometimes pitting technology and pedagogy against each other, or having them on maybe opposite sides of a scale that you're supposed to balance as a teacher. And it's this magic formula of how much technology is enough, but not too much. But personally, I think I visualize pedagogy and technology more as partners that are working together. And the pedagogy part is the brains behind the mission, like the creative inventor, the one that's drawing up blueprints and plans. And then the technology side is more of that execution side, the director who's going to make these plans happen and find a way to make them a greater reality than ever before, better than they could have ever been without technology. So that meaningful connection is when the two partners, pedagogy and technology, are aligned in a really, really crystal clear way, and they're just working seamlessly together. I don't think there's a sweet spot in the balance. There's just more of a deliberate approach that's handled with really good intention and awareness.
Yeah, so, the intention piece is huge. Yeah.
Definitely. And so I think that's really it when we're talking about evaluating this question and answering it. Always starting with the pedagogy and being very clear on how you want your students to learn and what are your core ways of teaching and learning. And then afterwards, I'd look at the tech tools and I would see what aligns with the values and approaches that I know are the core. And does this tool help you achieve your goals for your students? Does this product bring a learning experience that actually enhances your strategy? And if so, you're on the right track. But if you're struggling to find the why in incorporating an ed tech solution, it probably isn't solving anything. It's probably not a solution. And I think like one sentence that you can always say to answer to know if you should bring this tool to the table to your classroom is, product A improves learning for my students because XYZ. Mm-hmm. And you as the teacher are always going to be that key to bringing the technology and pedagogy together in a high quality, meaningful way. because there's a million pedagogical approaches and strategies. And I'm sure that your school board or other experts are going to tell you a lot of different ways to teach and ways you should be teaching. And there's a million other edtech products that are also saying they can help you with everything. But really, you know what works best for you and what works best for your students in your classroom. So aligning these tools and products and ideas to your personal and unique strategy is really where most of the meaning is made.
I really like what you said about that execution piece, right? Like getting the job done after that blueprint or plan has been established, because it's really about using that content knowledge, that pedagogy component to make those decisions around what technology is actually going to do in order to move the needle or make the impact. And, you know, that sentence starter or sentence frame that you shared with, right? This is going to make this impact, right? This is going to solve this problem or address this, you know, issue that we've identified, I think is a really great exercise for anyone who's kind of having that gut check moment or the collaborative planning moment to say, like, why are we doing this? Why are we using this particular thing? And, you know, coming back to that idea of collaborative planning, right? Or coming together with a group of educators. I know some schools have really wonderful opportunities for everyone to sit down and talk or connect. Other places, there may be educators who are going out searching for someone in a different part of the world who can offer them some support or ideas. You know, what role does collaboration play in professional learning and exploring some of these big ideas?
Yeah, I think, as you said, there's some schools where maybe you're the only biology teacher in your whole school. So you're going to feel very alone and nobody's going to get excited about what your experiment that you found on YouTube is, because it's not relevant to them. And so I think that the best part of collaboration, whether you're in a small school or a big one, is knowing that you're not alone. And that so many virtual communities have really materialized, especially over the past couple of years, from this need to bounce ideas and draw inspiration from others. And teachers are lifelong learners, and they're in a constantly evolving role. And what the best part is that passion and excitement is fueling teachers, but it can also be such a frustrating and exhausting field. And that connection to other teachers is so powerful for both the socio-emotional side of everything, but also for the innovation. Mm-hmm. And I think that incredible things happen when teachers from different backgrounds and perspectives and places share ideas. And seeing that excitement and energy has really been the most rewarding part of being in this space. I have an example. I mean, we have in our community, there was a teacher from Brazil who posted a lesson plan asking for feedback on it, asking, you know, hey, what do you think? Would love to hear your ideas. And she had a lot of local examples as part of it, obviously using her reality for her and her students. Mm-hmm. And then there was a teacher in Singapore and a teacher in India who both kind of took onto it, said, oh, I like this. This is a really cool way of teaching. But at my school, we have this composting program or whatever mm-hmm. it was. And, you know, it was starting to bring what their experience was and how they were like, I'm going to actually use this lesson plan. So the three of them taught the lesson plan within the same month of time or whatever in kind of the same way, but with their own local twists. But the point is that they all ended up with a much better lesson because of that collaborative working process and the kind of ideas and examples that they were able to pull from each other that they never would have gotten if they were only sitting in their classroom.
What a great story of just, right, being in a maybe a more niche, right, content area, if you're especially in a small school, being able to join or become part of a global community and find those ideas and make those connections. Like there's just so many boxes that checks, right, in terms of giving kids in partnership, right, having an authentic mm-hmm. audience for sharing projects, right, getting ideas. And, you know, I taught in a classroom in a school where, you know, our doors were really open. It was a very wonderful mm-hmm. collegial environment in terms of the other educators on my grade level team, on the other grade levels. Like everyone was always helpful and really kind. And I know that's not always the case always in every place, right? But it was a really wonderful right. opportunity as a new and growing teacher. That yeah. being said, you know, when I went into going one-to-one with devices, as much as everyone was happy to hear me talk about it, right? There wasn't like that same level of maybe learning or ideas to bounce off of each other, right? Even with right. the best intentions. And that's what brought me into, right, this ed tech social space of jumping into Twitter or sharing in different platforms. And so, you know, you already shared a few reasons, but what are some of these reasons an educator might want to be part of a global community? Is there anything else you would kind of add to that list?
I think one reason is for fun. I think mm-hmm. it is fun mm-hmm. to see how your lesson can be taught in other countries in different ways and kind of putting yourself out there and seeing what kind of impact you could have. And connected to that is the connection part, where maybe you do feel isolated at your school. I think it's fantastic you had that opportunity, but as you said, not everybody does, where you are looking for like-minded teachers and others that you can really draw energy from, or experts that you can learn from. And I think also for inspiration, you would want to be joining these communities, because teachers are so creative and have so many ideas. Uh-huh. And just seeing what other people are doing and asking and then bringing it home, that can make such a difference in your classroom. And as we said before, I think just collaboration, it's more fun. And I think you get better results than if you're in solitude.
Yeah. And I think that idea of, right, getting results or getting something that is going to feel like, you know, and that can mean a lot in different ways, right? But right, this, you know, we accomplished this goal, or I got everyone engaged and excited, or, you know, whatever it is that you're thinking about as like your goalpost or your ideal result piece, right? These components of having conversations, gathering ideas, just having fun along the way as you're learning about different parts of the world or different ways to do something. It's just like you're trying new foods when you travel, right? You're just totally blown away with what possibilities are there. And, you know, we're all guilty of the we don't know what we don't know piece, right? We don't even right. know to ask that question until we've had a certain type of experience. So really love that perspective. So I want to make sure that, you know, we talked about the community piece. You shared a little bit about your role when we got started, but what exactly does Cognity do? Can you tell us a little bit more about the upcoming conference? I know I'm excited to be a part of it, but it's right around the corner for folks listening to the episode today.
Yeah, definitely. So at Cognity, our goal is to improve education for all learners. And we do this through interactive textbooks, analytics, and assessment support all in one place. So we want to empower educators with the tools that they need to facilitate that impactful and meaningful learning and teaching for, yeah, really authentically progressive learning. So our platform, it hosts engaging curriculum-aligned content. It has a lot of formative assessment tools and a lot of analytics for both teachers to understand what's going on in their class, and for students to also be able to make sense of it all and really own their learning too. And so, yeah, our virtual conference, Engage, it was born from our vision, our same vision as our product to improve education, but we wanted to start with the teachers this time. And so we did our first virtual conference last year, and we're hosting one again. And as you said, Monica, we're really excited to have you as one of our speakers. It's on February 10th, and it's catering to all time zones because we mm-hmm. do work with teachers in 100 different countries, which makes for a very long day here in Sweden, but a good one. And yeah, we're going to have about 50 sessions for people to choose from. They can go on throughout the day. And yeah, I'm most excited about our lineup of speakers. You're going to be hosting a couple of sessions on really the topics we've talked about today, tech and pedagogy. And we have Ranjina Hamidi, the former Minister of Education of Afghanistan, talking about her journey and the importance of education and social issues. We have Jennifer Gonzalez, the creator of the Cult of Pedagogy. She's talking about her four laws of learning. George Koros is talking about innovative teaching. And yeah, we just have so many inspiring speakers that I really have the absolute honor of working with. And we host the conference on a platform that enables and really encourages networking and roundtables to come up and really facilitating these connections. So Last year, we had about 2,000 people attend, and we're hoping to have even more this year.
Yeah, I'm so excited to be a part of it again. I think, you know, the community piece alongside the virtual conferences is such an important part, giving people opportunities to access things in all different time zones, right? We talked so much about global communities today. You know, it's really just an interesting thing to be able to pop into a session where someone might be having breakfast, right? Or finishing up their coffee, and someone might be having their afternoon tea or whatever it might be. So I know that newsletter subscribers already got the announcement and link in their inbox. So if you're on my Class Tech Tips newsletter, you already got that. But if you're listening to the podcast today, you'll find a link with all the information wherever you're listening to this episode. So you'll be able to click on it and register and grab your spot. And so before we finish up, would love for our listeners to know, where can they best connect with you, connect with the team, and learn more about your work in Cognity?
Yeah. So me personally, add me on LinkedIn. I'd be happy to hear from you and chat with you about any of the things we've talked about today, or just say hi. But my team is a lot more interesting, and they're Cognity. So you can find them on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, wherever. You can add links in so you can find us. And yeah, we'd love to hear your experiences with everything that we've talked about today. And yeah, we'd love to connect with you.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Courtney, for carving out time today to talk about these big ideas of becoming a part of a global community, bridging that pedagogy and technology pieces. So appreciate your time and having this conversation with us.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure. It's fun topics to talk about, and with a lot of exciting things ahead.
It was great chatting with Courtney. Hearing new stories about global communities, and unpacking some of the big ideas we tackle in education. So let's finish up this episode like we always do with a few tips for making this EdTech easy. First, examine how technology and pedagogy come together in your work. Next, reflect on your role as a collaborator. Then, search for a global community. And finally, attend a virtual conference. Remember, you can find the show notes and the full list of resources from this episode on classtechtips.com/podcast, including all of the ways to connect with the team at Cognity. A big thank you to our sponsor for this episode, Cognity. Cognity is an all-in-one curriculum-aligned teaching and learning platform. Cognity is proud to present the latest edition of Engage by Cognity, an annual virtual conference that will bring together a global educator community on February 10th. Remember, for a limited time, listeners to the Easy EdTech podcast can get free tickets using the discount code MONICA100. To secure your free tickets and to find out more about Engage by Cognity, visit engage.cognity.com. That's engage.cognity.com. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. If you're listening to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or another favorite app, don't forget to hit the follow button. When you follow along with the podcast, each new episode will download for you automatically so you don't miss a thing. And if you have a moment and are feeling extra helpful today, please leave a 5-star rating or a short review for the podcast. It helps other educators find this podcast when they're searching for topics like EdTech in the podcast app. Have a great weekend. Check back on Tuesday morning for next week's new episode.